From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. authorities are working to determine whether the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York City and New Jersey has any foreign terror ties and what may have motivated the attack that wounded 29 people. President Obama recognized the action of the officers who stopped the suspect.
It is outstanding police work, outstanding law enforcement work. I, in particular, want to give a heartfelt thanks to the New Jersey police officers who were able to apprehend this individual.
Prosecutors are charging 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded 2 officers in New Jersey. Rahami's alleged motive for the bombing is unknown. The FBI also wants to question him about another bombing Saturday in Seaside Park, New Jersey, south of New York, forcing cancellation of a charity road race. No one was hurt there. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is expressing his displeasure with the medical care and legal representation afforded to Rahami, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan. Trump also reiterated his criticism of the U.S. immigration system that he says does not do an adequate job of screening people for security risk. Hillary Clinton said Monday she also wants tough vetting, but said the U.S. is well equipped to keep out potential terrorists. Trump and Clinton are set to square off in a face-to-face debate, their first of 3 presidential debates, on September the 26th. And a powerful typhoon struck southern Japan early Tuesday, causing floods and landslides. The typhoon Malakas has left tens of thousands of buildings without electricity, forcing the evacuation of a nursing home, but fortunately no reports of anyone being injured thus far. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says it is up to Russia to determine that a ceasefire plan for Syria can still work. The official said high-level meetings were planned with Russia to try to get a sense from them about where they think this can go from here. The truce was meant to pause fighting between the Syrian government and rebels, limit Syrian airstrikes that in the past have been blamed for killing civilians, and to allow for delivery of humanitarian aid. But as with earlier agreements, both sides accused the other of violations, and the pact had largely fallen apart after a week. The family of a Somali-American accused of stabbing 9 people in the U.S. state of Minnesota is speaking out through their attorney, as Saturday's attack is being investigated as a possible act of terror.
We express our deepest sympathy and condolences to all those injured and others who were impacted as a result of the incident at the Crossroads Mall. We pray for their early and speedy recovery. As a family, we are committed to fully cooperating within the limits of the law with all the relevant law enforcement agencies as they conduct their investigation.
Somali community leaders are fearing retaliation after Dahir Adan allegedly stabbed 9 people at the shopping mall before he was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. The police chief in St. Cloud, Minnesota, said the assailant made references to Allah during the knife attack at the Crossroads Center and even asked if one person was a Muslim, but authorities have not given a motive for the attack. The FBI is investigating the stabbings as a potential act of terrorism. The international community is pledging to improve its response to the global refugee and migration crisis. The announcement came out of a high-level summit Monday at the United Nations, where a member states agreed to protect the rights of refugees and migrants and to share responsibility for large movements of people on a global scale. However, a plan to ask governments to resettle 10% of the world's refugees each year was dropped, and the final declaration has no requirement that countries take specific numbers of people, which has led to criticisms. The Obama administration is seeking to steer the rapidly growing industry of automated vehicles. The Transportation Department announcing a 15-point safety standard plan for the design and development of autonomous vehicles. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Please join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.